A lot is changing with Calista, the native corporation that represents more than 12,000 shareholders from the Yukon-Kuskokwim Delta. Shareholders voted in two new board members at their annual meeting, and the new board has continued to seek change. For Member Station KYUK in Bethel, Angela Denning-Barnes reports.
24-year board member Felix Hess was voted out by shareholders at the annual meeting November 3rd. The following week, the new board removed him from his paid position as representative office of the chairman, which he took up when President Andrew Guy was put on administrative leave. Hess was paid a salary of $100,000. Calista spokesperson Tom Leonard.
That position was eliminated and Felix Hess's employment was terminated.
The new board reinstated Andrew Guy as president and ended the secret investigation into him after reviewing the report. The new board also replaced its chairman, Art Heckman, who had held the position for 18 years. They replaced him with Willie Casioli. That move follows shareholders electing two new board members at the annual meeting, Robert Beans and Marcy Scherer. Again, Tom Leonard.
With the new board members coming in, you know, that's going to bring in some new thoughts, some new ideas, some new energy.
Shareholders have been looking for change. At their annual meeting, they passed several resolutions, including one that limits the chairman to three yearly terms. In Bethel, I'm Angela Denning-Barnes.